About 3 million Canadian citizens live abroad. As of January 20, I'll be one of them. My wife, Anne, and I, along with our two beagle hounds, are emigrating to Europe, specifically to Belgium, just south of Brussels, to a place called Waterloo. It's where the Duke of Wellington's army, with a little help from the Prussians, defeated Napoleon in 1815. Ultimately, Mr. Bonaparte was sent packing to a tiny piece of tropical rock in the South Atlantic named St. Helena, to live out the last of his days without sunscreen. We are relocating to be closer to my mother-in-law. It sounds incredible, I know, who is ailing, and also to reconnect with my wife's friends and family. A Belgian national, Anne speaks six languages, whereas I labor to muddle through in one. French and Flemish, a Dutch dialect, are the official languages of Belgium, with some German spoken in the northeast. English is taught in the schools, and many Belgians are fluent in it. Luckily, there are plenty of expats in Waterloo, and consequently English is widely spoken there. But I will need to dust off my set of Rosetta Stone compact discs in conversational French, and make some progress in the language, if I want to keep up with the local gossip. Belgium is quite expensive, and taxes are higher than in Canada, if that's possible. It is known for its waffles, chocolate, moules frites, mussels and fries, and Trappist beer. The local cuisine is excellent, and since restaurant staff are paid a living wage, tipping is optional. That will be small compensation for the lost purchasing power of my pension, in Canadian dollars, being converted to euros. I am developing a bucket list of places to visit in Europe, made simple and affordable by an extensive train network and discount flight options like Ryanair. We expect to spend some time in Spain, France, and Italy, and already have tickets to see The Lion King in London's West End, which involves a train excursion from Brussels via the Channel, which joins continental Europe with Great Britain. Traveling is easy in Europe if you are in the Schengen area, which is composed of 27 countries with common entry and exit requirements, and no internal border stops. Belgium is quite expensive, and taxes are higher than in Canada, if that's possible. What will I miss about Canada, and specifically about Pelham? Foremost, it will be family and friends. My daughter and her family live in Fonthill, and I have enjoyed seeing my three grandkids grow and take on distinctive personalities. I'll certainly miss skating with them at the MCC on Sunday afternoons. Henceforth, I will rely on FaceTime to keep me aware of what's going on in their lives. I'll miss wood-fired pizza, copious Cabernet, and spirited discourse with friends in our backyard on warm summer evenings. Pick up ice hockey with pals in Thorold. Motorcycle rides to Hippos in Lowbanks to enjoy a plate of perch while gazing at the whitecaps on Lake Erie. Rowing on the Great Dane Waterway, and the Henley Course. I'll fondly remember my part-time retirement gig, as chief scribbler for the Voice of Pelham, and more recently Pelham Today. It has been a tonic in my senior years, allowing me to meet interesting folks and tell their stories, and write on topics of local interest. Editor Dave Burkitt has been a valuable mentor in my second career as a journalist, and I am thankful for his sagacious guidance. My replacement, Sarah Ferguson, is a seasoned journalist, and will not disappoint local readers. I'll miss the top-notch medical care I received from my physician, Kevin Grant. I suffered a small stroke 7 years ago, and Dr. Grant's management of my condition is one of the reasons I am still functioning well today. I will be hard-pressed to find such an excellent doctor in Belgium. As for the Ontario health system, I expect it will be eclipsed by the services available in Brussels. Or so I am told. I'll miss the Niagara weather, with its summer sunshine, glorious fall colors, and its short, brown, and generally tolerable winter. In case you haven't heard, it rains in Belgium. A lot. Persistent gray skies. Think of Halifax on a bad day. But, as the French are wont to say, c'est la vie. Have some more frites and Bordeaux. With a satellite package, I should be able to follow the Toronto Maple Leafs and Buffalo Bills, as they claw their way towards league championships. Hope springs eternal. I'll miss the crunch of a Honeycrisp apple from one of the local farmers' markets, and the convivial crowds at Summerfest and the Banshell concerts. I have truly enjoyed my decade living in Pelham. It's a great community. I'll be back to visit. So it's à la prochaine, not adieu.